Aubrey Fink, a senior design student at the University of the Arts in Philadelphia, is reimagining the woman's magazine. Instead of glossy pages filled with ads for makeup, jewelry, and shoes, Fink is focusing her new magazine, The Bridge, on content she says is more authentic. WHYY's Trinae Noree reports that authenticity comes straight from the women in her own life.
It all started when Aubrey Fink was sitting on the subway reading comedian Amy Schumer's memoir. Specifically the chapter critiquing mainstream women's magazines.
You can only read the same article about transitioning your outfit from day to night so many times. And I started thinking about the advice that I get from my family, my mom and my aunts and my cousins, and how that's the valuable information to me. They're the ones who get real with me about, like, what happens when you have a chin hair and, like, you know, what it means to be in a relationship.
That thought stuck with her. With the help of a $2,500 grant from the University of Arts Corso Center, Fink spent a year developing and designing the magazine, including writing many of the articles. She decided to call it The Bridge, Field Guide for the Female, a name Fink says captures the experiences of women of all generations. The first two issues include articles with titles like How to Manage Menopause, How to Become a Mother Without Giving Birth, How to Tell Your Gyno You've Been Sleeping Around, You Don't Look Mexican, and Questions I Frantically Text My Mom.
I was trying to describe what it feels like to go to lunch with my extended family, and there's been a lot of birthday brunches over the years that end up going 3 hours, and we're talking, my aunts are howling at some dirty joke somebody told, and I'm getting all this information about menopause and about everything.
Unlike the magazines you'd find on newsstands, The Bridge is the size of a small composition book with thick pages and no ads. There's advice, humor, and some personal stories that could get you a little choked up. For example, in issue number 2, a woman shares her story about losing her son to addiction. Her name isn't given. She's simply identified as a friend of ours.
I wanted to make it feel like people had an option to share valuable information without having to expose themselves.
Fink, who graduates in the spring, plans to keep putting out 2 issues of The Bridge each year, including more diverse female voices. Hard copies of the first 2 issues are available online, and 25% of each sale goes to Girls Inc., a nonprofit that supports school-aged youth. Trinae Noree, WHYY News.